A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, June 14, 2023. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight, we are talking about the extension of the Zimbabwe exemption permits by another 6 months. Holders of these permits will be allowed to live and work in South Africa legally until December 31st. The permits were set to expire on June 30th. The extension will give Zimbabweans more time to regularize their status. Those who won't do so will face deportation after December 31st this year. Ndichiti makadiwa diwa watereri nevatariri kumativi mana yenyika kwamuri nasi tiri kusangana muchirongwa chedu che Live Talk Diaspora Forum chatinotarisa zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika uri musi wechitatu chikumi 14 2023. Nasi muchirongwa tiri kutarisa nezvekuwedzerwa kwenguva yekushanda kwemagwaro eZimbabwe exemption permit anonzi nevamwe mazep muchidimbu nemimwe mwedzi mitanhatu nehurumende yeSouth Africa kusvika musi wa 31 zvita gore rino. Magwaro aya aifanirwa kupera kushanda musi wa 30 mwedzi uno, kana kuti tingatoti iyo mwedzi uno uchipera vanhu vangadai vanga vakuita chipatapata kudzokera kumusha. Asi izvi manje zvaizoita kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinosvika zviuruzana nemakumi manomwe nezvisere kana kuti 178,000 zvibude muSouth Africa kana zvisina kugadzirisa ugaro hwazvo. But first, let's take a look at what happened today in Zimbabwe's House of Assembly. There was a commotion when the Parliamentary Legal Committee issued a non-adverse report on nomination fees for candidates intending to contest the presidential and parliamentary elections. Furious opposition parliamentarians questioned the Parliamentary Legal Committee's report, saying most parties will struggle to raise the money for their candidates as Zimbabwe, which is using bond notes and RTGS, is ravaged by inflation. A presidential aspirant is expected to fork out $20,000, that's 20,000 United States dollars, while anyone who wishes to contest for a parliamentary seat will pay 1,000 United States dollars. And that part you saw there was the commotion that rocked Parliament after the acting speaker ruled there was no debate on nomination fees for this year's presidential and parliamentary elections. A Citizens Coalition for Change's Prince Dubeko Sibanda, who is Binga North Member of Parliament, had this to say in Parliament.
Now, what comes to this house? I am a member, and I enjoy certain privileges as a member. People of Binga North and the rest of this country want to know the rationale behind the decision that was a high level. Possibly we might agree with the committee, or we might disagree. But I'm saying, where members are showing that they are in disagreement with the finding of the PLC, there is a remand. So the remand is either it is withdrawn or it is tabled, because the law does not bar a non-adverse vote from being debated. So that is my position, Honorable Speaker. It cannot stand when I am objecting to that member here, and I am objecting to the adoption of that PLC report. How would you treat me? Will you tell me that because I am one who has stood up and I know many others here are not in agreement with that report? So you say you can go to hell just because that report has just come from the PLC. There's no way five members can then make a decision on behalf of the rest of these house. I rest my case for everything.
That was Citizens Coalition for Change, Prince Dubeko Sibanda, who represents Binga North in the House of Assembly. Mukati memakakatano aitika muparamende pamusoro payo nyaya yemari dzirikunzi vanenge vachida kukwikwidza musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika nesarudzo yekuve nhengo yeparamende vanga vachibhadhara maitawo imwe nhengo yeCitizens Coalition for Change yatsamwiswa nezvaitaurwa muparamende imomo asi tisati tasvika ipapo vanhu vari kunzi anoda kukwikwidza kuita mutungamiri wenyika anenge achibhadhara mari inoita zviuru makumi maviri zvemadhora ekuamerica kana kuti US $20,000 kuchiita anoda kuita nhengo yeparamende achinzi abhadhare chiuru chemadhora kana kuti $1,000 asi mukutaudzana kwanga kuchiitika muparamende ikoko vanomirira Harare North mudare reparamende vari nhengo yeCCC varust makam vanonzi vabuda mudare senzira yekuratidza kutsutsumwa kwavo mushure mekunge vaudzwa mashoko ari pamusoro peganda ravo vanhu nokuti muchena nenhengo yeZANU-P F vaJoseph Chinotimba ngatinzwei nhengo yebato rinopikisa reMDC vaDavid Tekeshe vachitaura pamusoro pechiitiko ichi naGodwin Mangudya weStudio 7.
What is happening ndeyekuti isisu takati it's not about the color. Chitairwisa panapa isystem not color. Kala kada kuna bumbaka mara tu sisi tu dindo ndaka pua na maruangu na mai angu na bong. I think it's nothing. It's that's very bad. And now the speaker aita wake zuko sisi dirau. Everyone out to bring some house to no timber. Kutibu watana soko nanti we don't stand for that. This is to da kuti murungu chichi chora ngo tu all should be treated fair. And why should you talk about kala young woman?
Sei muno maonere nyu sei speaker vapa mutongo yoku supporta mwavo.
Aiwa ndiwo kwao zvini ndezve kuti tisi ruling party tokona kuti zvese zvese. Danga ari speaker wao danga daitwa ne nini from the opposition enda budiswa.
Avanga vari nhengo yebato rinopikisa reMDC vaDavid Tekeshe vachitaura pamusoro pechiitiko chaitika muparamende vachitaura naGodwin Mangudya weStudio 7. However, ZANU-PF Chief Whip Pupuraito Garepi fully begged the Parliamentary Legal Committee's non-adverse report.
Commotion in the House. Obviously, it was members trying to politic on a non-procedure. We all know the procedure of Parliament regarding bills, how they have to operate. And we all understand what the Constitutional Court said. For us, it meant that the process of looking and analyzing the statutory instrument was supposed to be finished. That was our understanding. And when that ruling was done, we followed it through having the statutory instrument going its journey through the PLC. And that was done. Yesterday, the PLC came to Parliament to report, and it did report that it was a non-adverse report.
What does that mean to the fees that have been gazetted?
For me, if you ask me, what was there before proclamation cannot be changed. Whether we were going to debate about these fees, whether we were going to think we can alter them, they were not going to apply in this election. They would apply in 2028 or during primary elections. So it was just an academic debate, wasting everybody's time.
Can you clarify, Honorable, the Gazette was 2022?
The Gazette?
Yeah, Statutory Instrument 144, mm-hmm. Setting out the fees by ZEC.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So are they not going to be used? That's my question.
They are going to be used. The fees are going to be used because the fees were already there at the date of proclamation by the president. So what the court said, if we were to analyze and think that we should reduce the fees, is very fine. But that can only apply in the other elections, not the current election.
And that was ZANU-PF Chief Whip Pupuraito Garepi speaking with VOA Studio 7's Godwin Mangudya. And now back to today's topic. Holders of Zimbabwe exemption permits are happy that the South African government has extended their stay in the country up to December 31st this year. They believe that this will give them more time to regularize their status. At least 178,000 Zimbabweans are holders of these permits. Some of them are still waiting for waivers and other related responses from the Department of Home Affairs after filing their applications for new visas a couple of months ago. Some of them have obtained waivers which will ensure that they would apply for new visas before the expiry of their current permits. Some organizations challenged South Africa's move to terminate the Zimbabwe exemption permits, and the matter is still before the courts. Zimbabweans in South Africa reacted differently to the news of the extension, with some saying although they are relieved, there is need to have a permanent solution to this issue. Some say their future in the South African nation is still not guaranteed even after they got the reprieve. They noted that the requirements for other permits are too stringent. They also say it was harder for Zimbabweans to get a work permit or a critical skills permit, which leaves men with the only alternative of waiting for a decision by the High Court that will hopefully be in their favor. According to the Immigration Act, people can apply for permanent residence if they hold a work permit and they have prospects of permanent employment. Let us take a break and please do stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue of the extension of the Zimbabwe exemption permits, we are joined by Advocate Gabriel Shumba of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, Ms. Victress Matutu of Zim Imbokodo. The two are in South Africa, and we're also joined by Mr. Edward Muchatuta of Zimbabwe Exemption Permit Coordinating Committee, who is in Zimbabwe at the moment. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, welcome. And hello, the other guest, I think you had Advocate Shumba there. And let me start with you, Advocate Shumba. How important is this extension to Zimbabweans?
Well, it's a reprieve that we all welcome and are delighted with, although it is not permanent and it's just a temporary solution. But why we are happy with it is because it then gives more time for people who have had difficulties migrating to mainstream permits to do so. It also alleviates the problems that have been faced by people with regards to banks that have already started sending people messages threatening closure. It also extends employment in some sectors where employers have been scared that come 30 June, they might have to terminate, and employees as well were quite anxious. And as you know, it comes in the form of Directive Number 2 of 2023, which is a six-month extension that was begged for, asked for, or requested by civil society organizations such as Lawyers for Human Rights, ADWIN, Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, and many others. So we are happy that it's such an extension for the reasons that I have given. And I would want to caution, because there are those who are still saying that we need to just wait and see what court cases will bring before we start applying. Because the moment the deadline arrives, you will find yourself in very serious problems, even right now, because what the directive says is that you should not be arrested, you should not be deported, you should not be subjected to A, B, C, D. But come the deadline, if you have not extended even via application for a waiver, you might find that you are locked out. Mm-hmm. So whatever the court may say, it might be challenged through an appeal. So people should not relax. And finally, on this score, I just wanted to say that let's also remember that if you apply for a mainstream permit, you are likely to get 5 years. Thereafter, you can apply for permanent residence. Whereas challenging the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permit might not really give the 5 years that you could get when you are applying for a mainstream permit. So people should really make a very considered choice there.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Advocate Shumba. Please do stay on the line. Ms. Matutu, let me come to you. Can you hear me? Hello, Ms. Matutu? Wow. Can you hear me? Oh, there's an echo there that is coming out instead of her coming out clearly. Maybe let's sort that out, and I'll come back to you, Ms. Matutu. Let me go to Mr. Muchatuta. Mr. Muchatuta, hello?
Hello. Thank you very much, Mr. Jonga, and for giving us this opportunity.
Yes, go ahead. You heard what Advocate Shumba said. And also, as an organization, you were complaining that Studio 7 was sidelining you. And thank you so much for raising that issue and also giving us the opportunity to invite you to this show. Tell us, what does this mean to your organization? And you have been complaining that we are only looking at people who are willing to go back to Zimbabwe.
We do welcome this development because it came at the time when we were in need of such a development, taking into consideration that we've got children who are supposed to sit for their matric examination, which is the final secondary level in South Africa. Those children had already registered to sit for those examinations in November and in October and November. And some of them had even started doing practicals, which you start around starting from July, August, which is the time whereby SZP holders and their family members, they are supposed to have been gone to Zimbabwe, but lawfully they were not supposed to be here after the first. We've got children who are supposed to sit for exam. We've got others who are at university. Some of them are even doing their last year at university. It was going to be difficult for them to write their exams from Zimbabwe. We even engaged sometime during this last year, the Zim consulate and our ambassador in South Africa, and we asked them whether they are ready to take care of our children who are in South Africa, because taking into consideration that the syllabuses in South Africa is different from syllabuses in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. and most of our children are doing South African languages, which are not does not apply in Zimbabwe. And at the moment, the Zimbabwean government is even Zimbabwean people are even struggling to cope up with the new syllabus in Zimbabwe. What about for our children who will be coming from South Africa? So it did came as a relief to us. And on the question about us complaining, at some time we had to complain, both why the platform was saying that there are more than 20,000 ZTP holders who are ready to go back to Zimbabwe. Then my question was, can they be provided transport now? We cannot just say that you've got 20,000 ZTP holders who want to go. On the ground, there's no ZTP holder who want to go back to Zimbabwe. Taking into consideration, our president, President Mnangagwa, said yes today that now the enemies are the ones who are causing inflation in Zimbabwe. What about those people who will be coming from South Africa?
Thank you so much.
If people want to help, even if our government wants to help, why can't they start with the undocumented Zimbabweans in South Africa? Then they'll go for those ZTP.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mshatuta. Please do stay on the line. And I just want to make a correction there. At Studio 7, we have never mentioned a figure of 20,000. What we only know is 8,000 that we got from the Zimbabwe Embassy in South Africa. They told us that 8,000 ZEP holders had shown willingness to voluntarily repatriate to Zimbabwe. And this was confirmed by IOM. Okay, let me go back to Ms. Matutu. I understand she's back on the phone now. Ms. Matutu, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks. And you?
Welcome. Thank you so much. Many people have voiced their concerns, complaining that the extension is too short. They will not do much in 6 months. What do you have to say as an organization?
I prefer to differ because this 6 month extension it's not like a 6 months. This thing has been extended from 2021, 31st of December. So it's not only 6 months, it's been 2 years. By the end of this year it's going to be 2 years.
Yes.
I think I cannot complain and say 6 months is very short because to me it's not only just 6 months.
If I may interrupt you, Ms. Matutu, please do stay on the line. I'll come back to you. There's a caller there. Let me just pick the caller and then I'll come back to you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Magadi Baba. Takasimba ndokumbira mutauriso kuti vari kunze vakunzwei nekuti ini mustudio ndiri kuti netsekei kukunzwa izita ndiani?
Murutaura na Willard Mondera.
Yes, tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kutaura iyi.
Ine maonero andinoita apa zvekuextenda nekudi zvese izvi zvakatotadzika kudara sezvo vanhu vange vakatopiwa 5 years dzikadarika munenge makupiwa ma-citizenship. Saka ngavangorefusa zvoitwa vanhu vopiwa ma-citizenship because nguva yagarwa munyika yakapfuurikidza inokodzera kuti vanhu vange vachipiwa ma-citizenship.
Thank you so much. Tichaipira kudare rigweizeya. Ndinotenda zvikuru mukoma Willard. Let me go back to Ms. Matutu. Ms. Matutu, please do finish what you were saying.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Sorry for interrupting you to bring in that caller.
Okay. I was just saying that I prefer to differ from people who are saying 6 months is a short time. I think maybe the Department of Home Affairs, to its side, 6 months maybe is a short time for it to process all the applications, the waiver applications. Now that people are applying for waivers, others are applying for mainstream visas. So there is a lot of applications there, I think. So maybe it's a short time for the Department of Home Affairs. But for the ZTP holders, we've been given since the whole of 2022, we're supposed to be applying for waivers. The whole of 2023, we still have time to apply for waivers. So 2 years is not a short time. And this extension, I think it's not good because it's not making our future certain here in South Africa. Because the extension doesn't mean that the ZEP is going to be renewed. It's just an extension so that we can apply.
Thank you.
People are saying short because they're thinking maybe it's extended. It's like it's ZEP being extended. But no, it's just people being given time to submit their applications.
Thank you so much.
It's not a short time.
Thank you so much, Ms. Matutu. Please do stay on the line. Ndodzoka kwamuri Advocate Shumba. Ndanzwa mushaura kuti vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vachishandisa mukana iyo wemwedzi mitanhatu kugadziridza ugaro wavo vachiapplya kuti vawane mamwe magwaro anovabvumidza kugara munyika iyi. Sezvazvishaurwa namuzvare Matutu zvekuti haisi extension yekutanga kwaitika mamwe maextension, vanhu vakatadza sei kugadziridza ugaro wavo munguva iyoyo? Mungafunga kuti vangazogadziridza mukati memwedzi mitanhatu?
Zvinogona kudaro. Chokutanga nechekuziva kuti vanhu vawanda vari kuuya vachiapplyira mawaiva. Ukaenda kuPretoria kuBrooklyn, uko ukaenda kuRivonia kuJohannesburg, ukaenda even online pawebsite yeVFS, unoona kuti nyange mazuva acho ava kukwanisa kupiwa vanhu kuti vaosubmit ava kuzvakuna naAugust, kureva kuti pazara vanhu vari ku vari kuapplya. Ini yangu ukaenda paground chaipo unowana kuti vanhu vawedzera. Chinonetsa ndechokuti vanhu vanoda kumirira kuita zvinhu malast minute. Zvisingazivi papapa pakati zvapai pawedzegwa, unogona kuona kuti vanhu vomirira futi November. Ndiwo pavanotanga kuti dzvamu vachimanya zvakare. Saka panogona hapo kuva nokuti 6 months inogona kuya, haina kukwana pakuti vanhu vekwedu vanomirira kuita zvinhu malast minute.
Izvi
ndozvatinofanira kuvharidzira, zvireve kuti tiri kubvumira kuti vakamisiwa
zvetiyes. Our time is running out. Let me go to Mr. Muchatuta. Zvii zvamungade kutaurira nhengo dzenyu nevakateerera panguva iyoyi yemwedzi mitanhatu iyi?
Kutaurwa naAdvocate pazvekuti vanhu vekumusha kwedu vanoita last minute. Nyawo iripo ndeyekuti patiri kubatsira vamembers vedu pakuapply, vamwe vacho havana ruzivo kuti zvinoapplywa sei, vamwe havana mari, uye information iyoyi haisi kusvika kuvanhu vese nenguva, nekuti vanhu vedu vari kusenza muSouth Africa vanosenza mabasa epasi, vamwe vari muminda, hakuna kana matv kana mafoni ekuti vanokwanisa kuwana information yacho. Saka vamwe vakutotanga kutozviziva izvozvo nezveinformation yacho. Then kumamembers edu chatiri kukurudzira kuti vasabhadhari, tine vanhu vari kubhadharisa vanhu mari yekuti vawane madays, nekuti madays aya ari kunetsa kubuda zvekutaurwa naAdvocate Shumba. Madays iwayo ari kutobuda izvozvo, ari kubhadhariwa mari dzosvika 500, vamwe vakutobhadhara kana mari ikasvika 1000. Saka tirikukumbira kuti mamembers edu vasabhadhare mari, hatiitei zviri normal tichibatsirae.
Yes, Mr. Matutu in Isindebele, what can you tell your listeners about this extension in Isindebele?
Ingengayitho ukuthi ukuthi kukhulekisele phambili isikhathi lesi sama-ZEP. Abantu engifuna ukuthi babekwazi ukuthi akusikho ukuthi kurenewe ama-ZEP. Banikeze isikhathi sokuthi basubmithe ama-waiver applications wabo. Asebephela ama-waiver applications abasubmithe ama-mainstream visa applications wabo. Isikhathi esabasinikezeyo abantu abalama-ZEP abasisebenzise ngokuhlakanipha kakhulu.
Siyabonga. Advocate Shumba, your last word. Zvii zvamungasiyira vateereri?
Isu tinongoti vateereri ngativambe tichingogwisa kuti zvinhu zviite nyore kuvanhu vari paZEP, nokuti haisati yapera trouble. Saka ngatingoramba tichigwisa sekungogwisa kwatakaita muna 2010 kuti itange kuuya. Nhaurirano tinofanira kudzigamuchira futi neHome Affairs dzingo gadzirisa zvese zvinenge zvichinetsa kumberi. Tibatane tichiudzanawo information yokuti toapplya sei.
Tinotenda. Vamuchatuta, 10 seconds.
Ndinotenda chaizvo nemukana wamuri kutipa wekuti tikwanisei kutaura, asi chikumbiro chandiri nacho kuhurumende yedu nevamwe vese vanokwanisa kubatsira neshungu dzekubatsira, ngatitangei kubatsira maZimbabweans asina chinhu. Vanhu vamwe ndo vari kutambudzika.
Mari anokwanisa kuendeka. Thank you so much. That brings us to the end of our show, and I would like to thank our guests tonight, Mr. Edward Muchatuta, Mr. Advocate Gabriel Shumba, and Mr. Vikris Matutu. This is Jonga Kandemiri saying good night.